you stand to sing our first hymn, number 181, Fight the Good Fight with All Thy Might, number 181.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please be seated. And welcome to St. Peter's today, for what's a really special day of the year, actually. See Sunday, where we remember and give thanks for those that whose business is the sea. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that later on in the sermon, and we're going to have some readings and a little poem thing from Psalm 23 to show how we feel at being a community that lives on the seashore, as we feel about the sea. And so that's going to be happening today. There's a few other announcements as we go on. This service is followed by a baptism service, Evelyn Packer, and then followed again by another baptism service, Vinnie Ainsworth. This week, on Friday, Red Car Community Choir will be here to do a concert at 7:30. And it's a free concert, but it's here to raise funds, so don't leave your wallets at home. It's to raise funds for Teesside Hospice. So that's this Friday at 7:30. The usual things are happening at our church during the week: communion on Wednesdays and pram service on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. There will be no reflections this week. Due to holidays. I think it will be back next week. And then I'd just like to say thank you to the flower ladies who came in yesterday and did this beautiful bouquet in remembrance of Sea Sunday today, with colours of the sea in it. So that's a big thank you to them as well. I don't think I've got any other notices that aren't on here, but please take this with you today, and so you know what's going on.
So if you'd like to remain seated, or indeed kneel if you wish, for our prayer of preparation. Loving God, we have come here to think of you, to speak to you, and to hear you speaking to us. Help us to remember that we are in your presence, and open our hearts and minds to your love. Amen. Let us be quiet before God for a moment of silent reflection before we confess our sins and ask God's forgiveness. Lord of all creation, forgive us for the times we have ignored your teachings and wisdom. Help us to listen to your word and live by it each day.
Save us and help us.
Lord of all creation, forgive us for the times we have ignored those in need around us. Help us to become more aware of the needs of others.
Save us and help us.
Lord of all creation, forgive us for the times we have ignored your will for our lives. Help us to trust you and follow you more each day.
Save us and help us.
Lord of all creation, forgive us for the times we have ignored the needs of seafarers and have taken them for granted. Help us to remember the vital work that they do in ensuring that we have our daily needs.
Save us and help us.
And may God, our loving Father, forgive you your sins, keep your word alive in us, and help us to know your peace and forgiveness in our lives each day. Help us to be the people who trust and follow you wholeheartedly as we live for you each day. Amen.
So if you'd like to stand, our choir is going to lead us in praising the Lord in the words of the Gloria.
And the collect for Sea Sunday. Lord God, creator of land and sea, bless those whose work at sea, who work at sea. Be with them in fair weather and foul, in danger or distress. Strengthen them when weary, lift them up when down, and comfort them when far from their loved ones. In this life, bring them safely to shore, and in the life to come, welcome them to your kingdom. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for our Bible readings.
A reading from Psalm 107. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the mighty waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised a stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their calamity. They reeled and staggered like drunkards and were at their wits' end. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad because they had quiet, and he brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wonderful works to humankind. Let them extol him in the congregation of the people, and praise him in the assembly of the elders. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So we stand to sing our second hymn, number 507 in our blue hymn books.
That's where my family were until the war, and my the house next door got bombed, so my grandma said, that's it, we're going down to Bradford. That didn't get bombed very much, not worth bombing in Bradford. and it was really interesting. Today is the one Sunday when we remember people like my great-great-grandfather who worked in the sea. And we give thanks for those whose life's work was on the ocean wave or under the ocean wave or rescuing people. And of course, being a coastal community, we are steeped in, if I can use that word, steeped in the ways of the sea. On Sea Sunday, we often, and quite rightly, remember the dangers of the sea and the fortitude and bravery of mariners. Only recently, we've seen tragedies at sea, haven't we, on our TV screens? 750 souls lost in the Mediterranean just a few weeks ago, 100 of them children. The widely reported Titan submersible and the catastrophic loss of that. And we're no strangers here of local tragedies where lives are still taken by the sea. Often in the Bible, a stormy sea is a picture of how nations are in conflict with one another. But also it's an illustration of how we all can go through the storms of life. Do not be tossed around on the storms of life, Paul says. And it's very interesting to note that the sea is not selective. Whether you are an asylum seeker or a billionaire, it will have its way. Often the sea mirrors life in this way. Today's gospel isn't a sea reading, really. It's a related bit of teaching by Jesus to do with ploughing and farming. But it has got one of the most beautiful exhortations spoken by Jesus to anyone who finds themselves struggling, straining, aching, hurting, as we try to keep afloat in the storms that come our way. He simply says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Isn't that a wonderful invitation? Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Malcolm read us that sailor's psalm, it's called, Psalm 107. He brought them out from their distress. The same sentiment, really. He brought them out from their distress. Come to me, all you who are weary. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm. And he guided them to their desired haven. I should imagine, and I don't know the experience of this, and I'll have to bow to your experience and knowledge, but I should imagine that if you're caught out in a storm at sea, the relief when your ship heads into the harbour, that haven of rest, must be palpable. So today we do remember and recognise all those whose work takes them out to sea or took them out to sea in earlier days. For those who risk the storms, the suppliers with our needs, and for those who put their own lives at risk to rescue others. And for those who train to be a part of that seafaring community. To captains and the equivalent of stokers today. I don't know what that would be. Someone who messes around down in the engine room, I guess. And for all who are straining against the giant waves of life, we say again this morning, we invite you this morning on behalf of Jesus Christ, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
So if you'd like to remain seated or kneel if you wish, for our prayers of intercession.
Lord God, creator and redeemer of all people and all things, we thank you for your loving kindness in giving us this world and everything in it. May we care for creation in all its forms, that all may live and grow together in love, peace, and justice. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Father God, giver of all good gifts, we thank you for seafarers who leave their families, friends, and homes to bring us the food for our table, the cargoes for industry and commerce, the coal and fuels for our country. May we in our turn care for them and their families and hold them in our prayers, so all may sail in safety and return home to their loved ones. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for all who work in shipping, in management, in unions, in support industries and services. May their work be valued and rewarded with success and a greater understanding for those who benefit from their gifts and skills. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for all who work to serve seafarers and their families around the world, the chaplains, their assistants, volunteers, and all who support them in any way, by prayers, by fundraising, by putting on the kettle. We remember today the RNLI and all the wonderful work that they do, and the mission to seafarers and all the volunteers there, and the Coast Guard Service, and the Border Patrols, who are there to help those in need. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Father, we pray for all who are in darkness and despair, especially remembering those driven to make dangerous journeys in unfit vessels. Be with all those who are ill, at home or at sea, or in hospital or in prison. May we do everything we can to bring them your love, the light of Christ, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. We pray for those we name in our hearts to you, Lord. In a moment of silence, and especially today we pray and hold in our prayers Karen Hogg, Geraldine Beckett, Diana Pearson, Linda Puckering, Anne Sharp, for Evelyn and Gordon Fennick, Patricia Sumpton, Audrey Winsby, for Vanessa and Carl, and for Frieda Rogan. May they find light in their darkness and hope in their despairs. And Heavenly Father, we commend to your gracious keeping those who have died. Grant them rest and peace in the family of heaven. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Shall we start with a piece? It's a great story when the disciples, you'll have heard it before, but when the disciples were on a boat and Jesus was asleep and the storm raged about and they woke him up and said, Jesus, don't you care if we perish? And Jesus stood, chastised their lack of faith, but said to the wind and the waves, peace be still. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's bless one another with a sign of peace. Check someone's hand, give them a hug, wave at them, whatever you want to do. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you.
Whilst you stood up, if you'd like to pick up your blue hymn books to sing our offertory hymn, number 160, Eternal Father, Strong to Save, number 160.
Thank you.
mail will be given to the mission to seafarers. And also, if you want to join us in communion today, please feel free to join us and come to the communion rail. If you just simply want a blessing, please still come to the communion rail. If you prefer just bread and not wine, then that's fine as well. It's up to you. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh. As your Son, born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. And so he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We sit or kneel to continue our prayers of blessing. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave him thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this memorial of our redemption. As we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, we bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and this one cup, so that we, in the company of Saint Peter and all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom, with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ, though we are many. We are one body because we all share in one bread. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance as he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith and with thanksgiving. Thank you. Together we pray. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Well, since we met for Sea Sunday last, we've said goodbye to good old red car character in David Buckworth, who used to read this next Psalm 23 for seafarers. So we're going to carry on that tradition, and would you like to come on there? We're going to hear Psalm 23, a paraphrase.
The Lord is my pilot, I shall not drift. He lightens me across the dark waters. He steers me in the deep channels. He keeps my log. He guides me by the star of holiness for his name's sake. Yea, though I sail mid the thunders and tempests of life, I shall dread no danger, as thou art near me. Thy love and care, thy shelter me, thou preparest a harbour before me, and a home on of eternity. Thou anointest the waves with oil, my ship rideth calmly. Surely sunlight and starlight shall fill me in a voyage I take. I will rest in the port of my God forever.
Amen.
Now, I would ask members of the congregation to stand for this if you can. If you can't, okay. It's a tribute to the fallen. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary you then, and your years condemn. On the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So if you'd like to remain standing for our final hymn in our blue hymn books, number 835, Will Your Anchor Hold, number 835.